Check 1, 2. Check 1, 2, 3.
Astounding.
Check,
outstanding.
Astounding.
3600. What's the O stand for? Oh my God, it's early.
All right, folks, enjoy the show. Stay tuned. We're going live in 5, 4, 3.
Morning Mayhem starts now with David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
Justin!
Live from the Oaklawn Racing Casino Resort Studio, Oaklawn, Arkansas's only casino resort.
Hey, you!
From the office of your favorite president, good morning to all of the 609ers, Los Angeles.
All right, you 609ers, you know what to do. It's September. Let's go. Move it.
Hit that time on that. Move it.
Hey, baby, we're going to be here all day. We're going to be here all day, baby. I like this kind of party. Baby. Bought me a silk suit,
put luggage in my hand.
Force,
Gene.
No, Gene. That was, I mean, I think that was like a national championship act that you came up.
No.
There is no tomorrow.
There's not.
There is no tomorrow. Got your hands and
cool your wings. Let's go. Los Angeles. Norfolk, Virginia,
that waterfall. Who's this?
What's that bulge in his pocket?
It's his new calendar. It's September 1st, Rainwater. What a weirdo. And new member of Morning Madness. What's up, Justin?
Strength and honor.
Damn it!
We're bigger than U.S. Steel.
And let me make it to the telephone.
Los Angeles!
Good morning, Vietnam!
Good morning from London, England. Welcome to Morning Mayhem with David Basil, Roger Scott, Justin Moore, and Christian Weaver. Whoopie Sui! Los Angeles!
Oh, yeah. Come on, Earth, Wind, and Fire. Only they can bring in September in the right way. Orange, please. September 1st day. Morning, Roger.
Good morning, David.
Good morning, Todd Pierce.
Good morning, gentlemen.
What up, TP?
Filling in for Christian Weaver, starting off September in the right way. You know, Roger, remember, Tommy has started playing September as sort of the opening song. You remember he would almost play it every time coming out of the Open. He did it the last year or so.
Is that right?
No. Yes, it's a fun song. It's one of the Earth, Wind & Fire's best one.
That's one of our, again, one part of our youth.
When you think of September, what do you think of, Roger?
I think of Labor Day.
I did too. Then they always just get a day off on Monday.
I didn't even know it until yesterday. I was talking to somebody, goes, yeah, why is the touchdown club's on Tuesday next week? So I don't know why. Well, because it's Labor Day, stupid.
I know. I kept announcing afterwards. All right, we'll see you next Monday with Gus Miles. I was like, crap, it's Tuesday. Yeah, never mind.
No. It's okay. September, Labor Day, telethon. Well, school didn't start until September.
That's right. And then you know what else it means for my Morning Mayhem? Bruce James coming by today. Oh, Bruce.
Hey.
Oh, All-American defensive end, number 85.
Yeah.
And always great to have him. I don't know if he was there yesterday for Emmett Smith. We'll have Bruce Friday. We'll have John Daly Day. We're going to switch John next week. He and Darren McFadden are going to switch days. So we'll have D-Mac on Tuesdays and John on Thursday. But today we'll have John. We also we'll have a little family feud to play. We got a little we got Boudreaux's coming up with food.
We got a visit with a
jiu-jitsu champion that's going to perform somewhere on the national international scene. I just found out about her yesterday. But what a day yesterday at the Touchdown Club with Emmitt Smith. Wow. What a impressive guy, and just on the mic and just said everything right and just a really engaging guy. Had some funny stuff, funny clips, and you know, he's such a pro at that. You know, he's done so many of these, and he's got so many cool life stories. You know, everywhere he went, high school, college, pros, Dancing with the Stars, he's a winner. Yeah. You know, and he's just really impressive. Did you get a chance to say hello to him at all?
I was standing
in the back of the room.
I stayed in the back.
It was packed.
For personal reasons, I was waiting on Meredith and the Hendrixes, and somewhere nigh. We miscommunicated a little bit. So, anyway, I didn't go there because I was waiting on Meredith, and she wasn't able to make. She had work to do,
okay,
which is the thing to do. So I just stayed back there.
Yeah.
RJ's bringing him through, RJ had a look on his face that you had at the announcement of everybody before this was going on, because he was getting texts from you and all that. As I'm standing right there in the wall, I didn't know that's where everybody comes through.
Yeah.
And Emmett's right there walking through, and I go, "What up, Emmett?" There's no picture of me at all there doing that.
You know what? I wonder.
No.
There might be.
Unless they do a drone.
I think they do a drone. That drone shot is great.
That's the best thing in the world.
Jeremy and Alicia at Flower Agency.
Nice toy, really cool. But anyway, it was cool seeing him.
Yeah, he was taller
than he is.
Yeah, it was jam packed. I mean, you couldn't get another body in that room. It was just it was over the top. But he was really good. I thought he was very sincere. Had a lot of life accomplishments, but you know, it's so funny. You know, when we have like Peyton Manning, after that, when everybody says greatest meeting ever, yep. Or after Terry Bradshaw, greatest meeting ever, after Ray Lewis, greatest meeting ever. And yesterday had a lot of that, greatest meeting ever. He was the most engaged. And we'll play some clips.
Well, you did a great job with the questions and all that. And again, just letting him grow and do what he did. He seemed to genuinely have a great time. And I thought probably the smoothest move you made all morning long was introducing the agent. Because that dude's never been mentioned.
That's what he said. He said he's never been in college ever. Yeah, I always try to do that. We, you know, the other agent, Ward Healy, that came in, I did that for him. And I appreciate, you know, people who do, you know, those agents.
I don't deal with them very much. And guess what? He's going to remember that.
Yes.
Yeah. Let's look on his Rolodex.
Well, best compliment he
gave. But it was nice.
Best compliment he gave was like, listen, man, he said, if you ever need me to put in a good word to other agent, I'll be glad to do it. Yeah.
Well, again, it's not that it was a trick as much as you always do the right thing.
You don't always have agents coming in with their guys. Yeah,
and Emmitt had a great time.
Yeah.
It looked like.
Yeah, he did. I think he did.
He genuinely had a good time.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the post video.
Yeah, and then the other thing the agent said, he said, you know, our Q&A, we did a lot of Arkansas stuff, and he said usually all he gets is, you know, what was it like in the Super Bowl, but we got to go a lot of different directions because we could bring in Jerry, we could bring in Jimmy. Yeah. You know, Jimmy Johnson sent a message yesterday.
SEC, all those things. Yeah.
Jimmy Johnson sent a message yesterday, and very nice. I think he appreciated what Jimmy had to say about him. Jimmy Johnson said he never met a guy that was more professional, took his job more professional.
Really?
Than what Emmitt had done.
That's saying a lot.
Yeah. I thought, I'd forgotten about it until I was doing my research, that he had gone by to see Peyton Hillis in the hospital. That was a real touching deal. He reminded everybody, hey, you lost Ryan Mallett. You know, you almost lost two Razorbacks there within, three or four months, I think, something like that. And so, anyway, he didn't have to do that, but he seems to be a very genuine guy. I love what he said about what he does with his family and prayer. Todd, would you go and get Bruce, if you don't mind? He's down at the back door.
Oh, is that who was calling?
Yeah, that's who it was.
Oh, okay.
Listen, let me make sure on the way. But what he does, I think he said all of his siblings, right, Roger?
Right.
Would get on the phone once a week. And have prayer together. And that's now. And he says each sibling leads the meeting, or leads the prayer, rather. Anyway, just pretty remarkable. That's a pretty cool thing. And, I mean, obviously he does that for his own family. But I love the fact, one of his funny lines that we'll have to play, he said, you know, he was going to win Dancing with the Stars. It was only with season three, so it was still hot. It was, you know, 25 million people watching. And he said he got beat by Jerry Springer. He said, I don't get beat by Jerry Springer in dancing. No way. So he said, "Hey, he met with Cheryl Burke. Said we're gonna practice 8 hours a day." Wow. He had regimented it like he did for football, and so. And the rest is history. He wins. What do they call that? The silver ball?
I think it's the mirrored ball.
Mirror ball, not silver ball. Yeah. Mirror ball, yeah. And anyway, I give him credit. You know, he, again, everything he touches, he seemed to have. And a guy who, you know, usually people look at him and go, you don't look that big. And so his stature, and, you know, he wasn't a 4'2 guy. But man, he found a way to win.
Well, he's been out of football a while, too. So he's not.
I thought he still looked in good shape yesterday.
Oh, no, no, no. Yeah, I agree, but yeah, I mean.
You're saying your guns are equal?
No. What I'm saying is that when you look at them, I mean, they're not as, you know, they're not as thick necked or whatever that might be going on because they've not gone to do the gym, as you just said, you know, practicing 8 hours a day.
I think he was still in good shape. Anyway, had a lot of good comments from people there said it was the best. It was the best speaker we've had. You can certainly make that argument. He was very engaging and funny. The best clip was to me was when I said, "What do you think?" Because he knew about Jerry and Clinton coming together.
Yeah.
I said, "What do you think about that matchup on stage?" Yep. He said, and we'll have to play the clip where he just basically.
We'll have to find that one. I don't see it up, but we'll get time.
He said, you're going to basically ask, oh, you got it?
Let's see if I got it.
What do you think about that matchup that we arranged to have President Clinton and Jerry Jones together on a stage for 45 minutes? What do you think that's going to be like?
I think your first question is going to be your last question.
That is probably true. They don't need much urgency to talk
at
do
all.
They?
I mean, you just turn the mic on and it's over with. It's a wrap.
Very good.
That was very good.
Hey, so. Bruce.
Hey, Bruce.
How are you, Roger?
What's up?
I heard you have a great new song.
Well, who told you that?
Well, not going to tell you that.
But you take their word for it?
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. Good. Well, good to have you. We'll let you hear.
Welcome
it.
Back.
Yeah. It's good to be here. Welcome I'm sorry back. I missed yesterday. I had a doctor's appointment that had been scheduled for a month or
so. You got to get your doctor's
appointments.
Well,
I had to. I mean, my age, you know.
You're looking good. You're looking lean still. You got your, you look like a tropical.
It says Tom
Cruise.
Selleck.
That's my Pascagoula shirt.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. Well, you know, yesterday, one of the things I so enjoyed, I didn't do it during the meeting, it was beforehand, is that Emmett and I talked for about 10 minutes about high school football in Pensacola and Panama City and how we would play the schools that played each other. And, you know, listen, back and then really back in the 80s was when Florida football really started. You know, we had Florida State, Miami, and Florida all start in the 90s. Of course, you had good coaching, but you could have good high school coaching developing a lot of great players across the state. I mean, remember, Florida State had a run of 14 straight years where they were in the top three.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's the craziest run ever. And then Florida was winning national championships. But a lot of that started in the late 80s, mid-80s, late 80s with Emmett.
Now, Emmett played at Tate, right?
He played at, no,
Pensacola
he played
at
Escambia.
Okay. I know.
And listen, my school played on me. Yeah. And then before he got there, they didn't have one winning record ever. Ever at Escambia, and now they won two state championships that year. He was a national player of the year, you know.
Yeah, I know that Pascagoula played Tate every year.
Oh, yeah, Tate. We played Tate. Tate won a state championship my senior year.
Great football. All of you great guys came out of the Panhandle.
Yeah, well, that whole, you know, the whole, the Gulf.
Yeah,
the
all
Gulf.
The way down Mobile, across.
You bet.
Yeah.
Great to have you back. I know you're excited about this season, and you're optimistic. You like Coach, I think the last time we talked to you, you said you like what you'd seen from Silverfield so far.
I'm going to make a bold statement.
Whoa! Wow, 620.
Roll tape!
Let's hear it.
One out early. As you know, the last time I saw y'all and we were on here, I mean, I was talking to you. I was amped.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm still amped.
Still amped, he said.
Okay.
Hashtag still amped.
Now, I told him this.
You saw him. You talked to him last week.
Yeah, I talked to him.
When he was here for the touchdown.
When he was here. Roger's going to pass out when I say this, but you think about all the coaches that have been after Frank Broyles. Uh-huh. This guy is the first one that I would play for.
Wow. Whoa, what a compliment.
And that's after 2 months. I mean, I checked with people out of Tulane, all kinds of things in regards to Ron Roberts coming in. This guy is I would play for.
Now, You had Hatfield and Holtz.
It's nothing to do with personality.
I'm asking.
You just like what you see.
That's what you like.
I mean, like I said.
What is it that makes you say that? Wow. What are the things?
He reminds me of a person that is driven. He's
Detail guy.
His communication in regards to his players, what he wants, how he does it, extremely organized, been trying to get there, what he wants for many, many years, 27 as I do. And I'll put it this way. The greatest, the coach that I would have always wanted to play for was Saban.
Okay.
I could easily play for Saban.
Sure.
This guy's just got it all.
Okay.
He very, I think we all recognize the fact that he made a commitment that he would be here 22 years later for the touchdown club.
Sure. I love that.
So, yeah, he was first one. I've always, that's, Roger, that's sort of like a music, you're in music and everything. It's sort of like you with a song or somebody who wrote a song or whatever. I have nothing against any of those guys.
Well, I didn't say you did. But I know. I mean, you said you'd coach. You play for this guy.
Well, I mean, Basil played for Lou. I could not have played for Lou Holtz. His mind was all over the board. They would have, I used to hear that he would have, y'all were supposed to have 5 minutes of goal line defense, and it turned out it'd be about an hour.
Oh, yeah. Well, luckily he coached offense, and so we were protected. The offense, not so much. But, yeah, it wasn't easy to deal with. Great coach, but, yeah. But I like that, Bruce. I like we've got to mark the tape.
Absolutely.
We'll mark the tape, Roger, that on the at 6:20, Bruce James came out and said this would be the kind of coach you would love
to play for.
I like what he said yesterday. Todd, I don't know if we can find what he said yesterday. It may be too long of a clip. What? Roger, he just said, we haven't won a game. I think we won one home game since 2023. Uh-huh. One! And so he said, why? And so he said he started diving into in-game atmosphere. First coach to do that. I mean, he wants to know, how can we get fans in the stadium quicker? You know what? And I for years would walk around going, does anybody paying attention to any of this? Does anybody care?
Yeah.
I don't know if that usually should fall in the lap of the AD, and maybe the ADs have, you know, Jeff Long and Hunter.
He's looking for every angle.
Yeah, he is. You know, the music inside, we've not done a great, you know, I've come in, but you know what he said? Silverfield said, every meeting I go to with donors go, man, our in-game atmosphere could be better. He said, everybody said it.
Right.
So what it would tell me is like, why is he having to come in here and ask that? First of all, when I've been saying it for years, everybody's been saying it. It's almost like, you know, hey, we've hired somebody. Guy's been doing it for 5 or 6 years. I haven't been impressed with our team entrance in the field, all of it. And it just sometimes you just need to sort of tell the guy, we're cleaning the slate. We got to do better. And I love the fact that Coach says we got to get every advantage we can. Exactly. And he wants to know that. And he even said, hey, I'm probably the only coach that ever cared about, you know, those little things about, you know, make sure the fans are getting in the stadium.
Nobody since then. No, nobody that we know has done that. Now, I don't know.
I've never seen it all these years.
Well, he's a detail guy. He tries to find, he's got to find every advantage he can because he knows he doesn't have the best talent. Yeah. He knows he doesn't. He knows he doesn't.
No, he doesn't.
You can't buy, well, you know, you look at LSU at what they're spending on money and the players they get. Texas, Alabama, we don't have it. So he's going to maximize. We hope he's going to, you know, Bruce, teach these guys to play above their talent level, and that's what great coaching does.
Well, what I'm looking for is that you're going to see disciplined football players, football IQ. Ron Roberts, that's the defensive coordinator. I know a lot about that guy.
Yeah, he's been around.
Let me just tell you right now, when I read in I guess this was April, when he made the statement that he wanted his football players to run like their hair was on fire.
Right.
There's only one person in my life I've ever heard that from before.
Is that right?
Wilson Matthews.
Okay.
He only said it one time. But what he's talking about there is that you're going to see the right angles of pursuit. You're going to have all people chasing the ball.
Which we didn't have last year. It was bad, and
so
that's why we were bad last
year. You're looking at more fundamental. And he's been around. He's won as a head coach at Delta State, or Delta as it goes by now. He's won a championship over there. He was at Baylor.
Does it matter, Bruce, you know, even though, you know, you say all these things with the schedule, you're playing a Georgia team that can win a national championship. They got 8 returning starters on defense. Do all those things matter when you're playing teams that are so stacked? It's going to be tough, even with those improvements, to sometimes beat the better team with more talent.
Listen, he's not going to win a lot of ball games at all. I mean, first of all, he has no depth. Okay, you've got to have depth.
He claims we have better depth than what we had last year, which I probably would agree with. I don't know how good it is, but
well,
it's...
And not knocking the quarterbacks in any manner, but you don't have any SEC quarterback experience.
Yeah, you have zero because zero. But we like K.J. Jackson.
I know. I have nothing against him. They haven't been given an opportunity, but they got to be doing their learning curve against Georgia.
Yeah, that's right.
All these teams, it's really, really tough. So winning football games right now are going to be limited.
Roger, how about that? The first 7 minutes of the segment with Bruce for 26 on fire. Already, breaking it down.
You noticed my leg shaking?
You got a shaky leg?
Yeah. When do you give out, when do you hook up with Sully and do your predictions?
Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night. Okay.
Are you going to be part of it, aren't you?
Yeah, that's the live show. I'm glad you reminded me because I almost forgot. I would do a live show every year. Yeah. So Bruce and I have been at Channel 7 doing our deal. We're not doing it together anymore because of casino wars and
asked all the time. Did you decide that you didn't like me anymore? So
you leveraged him out.
Yeah,
that's unfortunate, but that's the way it goes. We go back to 99, I think was the first year, 1999 at Channel 7. Hard to believe 27 years. Is that 27, 28? I can't do the math on that. I know. And of course, you know, me going to all the games, this is year 14. And so, but it's always fun working with Sully. Roger, I did my podcast yesterday with Sully. We'll do that every Monday. It makes Mondays a little crazy because I'm already pooped from the Touchdown Club, then turn around and go right to Channel 7 for the podcast. But it's good. It's good. We're glad you're here with us on this first day of September. Fall, Roger, I think is official on the 22nd, right?
It's of this month, I believe, yeah.
I tell you one thing, though. We ain't close to it when it comes to weather. Holy cow. No. Again, projections are 100-degree day on Saturday.
At 3:30. Or at 3:50.
Yeah, I think we may. Well, there may be some issues with Tusk on with the heat. So we'll have to. Yeah.
I wonder if they're run out of water in Fayetteville. Talking about. Remember when we had.
Oh my gosh! You cannot. Let me tell you what. You cannot. No stadium in America. If you have a stadium that's going to have an event, could run out of water.
Right.
You got to plan better than that. So. Yeah. Hopefully, Fayetteville, that will not happen. Of course, you also have Tito's. That may be.
Well, listen, they've got a Walmart distribution center.
Yeah,
right,
thanks, Trey.
The
yeah, so they should
not
never.
Ever be. Yeah.
Anyway, all right, if you want to be part of the show, I'm trying to get on the text group now, D3 Auto Sales text line, Roger, and I've yet to be able to get on it, but during the break, I'm going to get on it, and we'll check your messages. Glad you're with us on this day. Rick James, taking us a break? No, not Rick James. Dave Brown.
You said the feeling. You give me fever.
10 Fitness brings you Top 10 Tuesdays with The Zone. Each week, Justin and Phil will dive into a different Top 10 list and take your calls. Brought to you by 10 Fitness. Turn back the clock on gym prices.
This is SportsCenter.
The final homestand of the regular season for the Arkansas Travelers gets underway tonight when they face the Northwest Arkansas Naturals at Dickey Stevens Park. Right-hander Jason Ruffcorn will take the mound for the Travs tonight. He's 0-3 with a 5.19 ERA this season. The Travs come into the game with a five-game winning streak, including a come-from-behind victory in Wichita on Sunday. This saw the Travs tie a single-game franchise record with 6 home runs. Tonight's game gets underway at 6:35. That means Stephen Davis will have the Visit Hot Springs pregame show at 6:20. On 106.7 Buzz 2. Speaking of franchise home run records, the Cubs set a new single game record with 9 home runs. Alex Bregman had 3 of them as the Cubs clobber the Brewers 17-3. I'm Todd Pierce for the Buzz Radio Network.
Benihana Special, $5, your choice. Sushi rolls and chicken fried rice, $5. Come see us at Benihana Bar Monday through Wednesday, lunch and dinner.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
It's going to be a hot one today, mostly sunny with a high of 98. Plus, this afternoon, a 10% chance of a shower or a thunderstorm. Then mostly clear tonight, only down to 76. Tomorrow, partly cloudy at 97. And once again, a 10% chance of a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Want to get in on the conversation? Shoot us a text at the D3 Auto Sales text line at 501-614-1037. D3 Auto Sales in Desart, the number one independent dealer in the state with the best prices and largest selection on pre-owned vehicles, including leveled and lifted trucks. Find them on Facebook. Whether it's football, baseball, or basketball, from high school to the pros, hit us up on the D3 Auto Sales text line.
Okay, I've got a confession to make.
I'm growing hair. 4 months ago, I started my hair transplant journey with Dr. Gary Petras at the Petras Center in North Little Rock. And I've got to tell you, it's working. People are starting to notice. I'm hearing things like, man, I can see it. Or, dude, I was skeptical, but not anymore. And my favorite, holy cow, it works. My answer every time is yes, yes, it does. Now, I'm only 4 months in, so I've got a ways to go. They tell you to give it a full year, but the roots are in, the hair is coming, and I'm not far from a man bun. Okay, I'm not doing a freaking man bun, but you get the idea. If hair loss is something you've thought about, you're not alone. Men and women deal with it every day. For me, it was Dr. Gary Petras and the Petras Center's Hair Restoration Institute. The Petras Center, 4137 JFK Boulevard, Suite A, North Little Rock. Call 501-614-3052 or visit drpetras.com. 4 months in, and yes, it actually works.
For generations, Oaklawn Hot Springs has been where racing history is made. And this year, history is made again by starting earlier than ever before. Starting on November 27th and running through January 10th, our holiday season of live thoroughbred racing begins. Then, classic season returns January 22nd through May 1st. New dates, a new chapter, the same legendary Oaklawn tradition. Mark your calendars and come join the fun. Plan your trip at oaklawn.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, this is Justin Akre. When joint pain or an injury slows you down, turn to UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Arkansas's largest orthopedic team and the state's most fellowship-trained surgeons offer expert care for sports injuries and problems affecting the hip, knee, shoulder, spine, hand, foot, ankle, and more. Care is easy to access at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital and a new location on Rodney Parham in Little Rock next to UAMS Health Urology Center. For walk-in care, choose UAMS Ortho now. Call 501-686-TOSH. When you think ortho, think UAMS.
The Zone Hotline on 103.7 The Buzz is presented by Jim's Razorback Pizza with two locations, Highway 10 past Tabor Loop and just off the Morgan Mall Mail exit.
You're listening to Morning Mayhem with David Basil, Roger Scott, Christian Weaver, and Justin Moore.
If I'm a defensive player right now, I'm chewing some ass on the offensive line.
He's a former Razorback standout in the trenches. He pulls no punches when it comes to talking Hogs football. Joining Morning Mayhem, it's Bruce James. Bruce James on Morning Mayhem is brought to you by Accountable Roofing and Remodeling. Big or small, we roof them all.
I don't smoke, I don't shoot smack. That is the one and only Bruce James. Great to have you back all these years. I don't think Bruce has looked in better shape than right now, looking good.
What are you doing?
Barbie celebrated a birthday, your wife, last weekend.
53 years of wonderful marriage.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday.
Very impressive. Right. Yeah. Very impressive.
Yes.
Bruce just said some really positive things about Coach. We'll repeat a little bit later.
He sure does. What do you say about that, Qualls?
What an asset you are to our show.
Thank you. Thank you, Steve. Thank you.
Bruce came in also bragging about Roger's new hit song.
How about that?
Now, is it correct title, Woo Pig?
Yes.
And it's set to Jolene. Yeah. And
it's all in the syllables.
I almost, if we had to, again, trying to get to Emmett, I was going to play it yesterday at the Touchdown Club. We may still do it next week. So, by the way, next Tuesday is Gus Malzahn, not Monday because it's Labor Day. It'll be interesting to see what Gus has to say.
No
idea. Yeah.
Are we playing the best of? No, we're not.
If you want to be part of the show, 661-1037. Strength and honor. Somebody says strength and honor here.
Strength and honor.
Bruce James is like football Santa. Santa because it means it's football season when we see him. Let's see, David. I keep saying that we need a stadium song like Alabama has Dixieland Delight. Justin Moore needs to either write one or give us one. Listen, he knows it. Everybody knows it. It's just something that's got to be. Garth Brooks has it for, calling Baton Rouge.
Right.
It's one of those things. You did have Chris Stapleton do Arkansas.
He set everybody back. He set anybody in Arkansas back with that song so far. You can't, unless you just got to knock it out of the park.
He's right. Justin's right. Chris Stapleton could have called Justin and said, listen, man, I got this really. This is you. But I don't know if he's got that relationship to where that could have happened.
Right.
661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. Coming up a little later, we'll visit with John Daly, and then we're going to switch that starting next week and going to have Daly on Thursday. So we'll have Darren McFadden on this day, Bruce. Okay. I want to have you guys together. So I thought that would be interesting to do. 661-1037 if you want to be a part of the show. We'll also do a little family feud later. Boudreaux's. Roger, you start your Boudreaux's watch party. 3:15 It's going to be nice to be air-conditioned there at Boudreaux's.
It will be. And we're going to get to get some of their grub. Courtney and Christina are coming up this morning about 9 o'clock. So they'll bring some grub up here, and that'll be just some of the stuff that they serve at Boudreaux's. So we'll be there all season long, just like, I don't know how long it's been. But we also start a trivia back tonight after the summer hiatus. So we'll be back there. Come on back at 6 o'clock and hang out with us there. We'll talk more about all of those things with the ladies when they get in.
Emmitt Smith was outstanding yesterday. We'll continue to play some more clips. He had some funny things to say, some very serious things to say. Mm-hmm. One note on the Razorbacks. I don't know if you saw it, Bruce. The captains were named. You want to take a guess on who they are?
I saw it.
They're three. Okay, yeah. Roger, you want to take a guess? Mm-hmm. You probably saw it too, didn't you?
Yeah, no.
It's no surprise, Caden Kettler, the center, who we'll have each week.
Sure.
Looking forward to having him on again this year. And I mean, when you have a center, it's so funny. When I was a senior, Andy Upchurch was a captain, the center of our team. I was a captain linebacker, and that's the same case.
Well, you're a tough guy if you're a center. You're just tough.
Yeah, that's right. And then the other ones are Bradley Shaw, a linebacker. Yeah. He's the sort of team captain for the defense. And then K.J. Jackson, the quarterback. Funny, when we were playing, it was Greg Thomas, and he was not the captain. I think if we had me, Nick Miller, Andy Upchurch. If I'm just thinking about leaving up something, I'm just going to blank.
But
what I love about this, Bruce, and this is the way they should do it. That he said, all right, the camp is over. All right, everybody has an index card in front of you. Write down your top three picks for captain. And so he let the players name it. And that's the way we did it. But you know what we did? We did it at the end of the season.
Well, we did too, Dave.
It's like then you don't get the value of being captain, named captain through the
We had game captains. I'm sure they had game captains too.
Each one. It would go out and do the
end
flip.
End of the year, you filled out a little note.
Yeah, it's almost like it's like winning an award. Okay, you've been named the team captain. Well, I would rather be named the team captain before the season where it gives me – but what it acknowledges that you've been leading like a team captain anyway.
Right.
Which I tell you, Roger, to me it's one of my greatest honors. You were a team captain too, Bruce, right? Or were you not a team captain?
No, I was not.
Okay, it was for me.
I voted for other people.
Of course, you were an All-American. I was not. It was, to me, one of my favorite things I've accomplished in my life to be a team captain, And so – you only can have three or four of them, and so I'm always was honored. We're honored that my teammates picked me to do that, and so especially like this year when things sour on some games, you need good leadership. Now, KJ Jackson, real quick, he plays from Alabama, played in Montgomery, so
he's played against great high school football.
That's exactly right, and I think he threw 130 touchdowns.
Right.
He's a winner.
I love that lefty.
Yeah, and then, I was going to ask about that.
I like the lefty.
Did you play against a lefty? Was Archie a lefty or no?
No.
He was righty,
no,
right?
I did watch the best left-hand quarterback.
Oh, I know it is. Stabler, about to say,
that's my one guy that that guy has always been my
Is there anybody else? Favorite. Is there any other lefties? Is there another lefty?
Steve Young was a lefty.
Okay. Forgot about that.
I tell you, the great quarterback that Austin Simmons is now at Missouri, the big left-hander.
Yes.
He's there.
Okay.
Now, that guy, he's a Florida boy.
I remember him, yeah.
And he's going to be really, really tough.
661-1037, someone says here, isn't it a concern that Quincy Rhodes isn't a captain? That's a great point. Now, I will say this. Not every great player is a great leader. And so, Quincy may be the type who's not. Bruce, you're a perfect example.
I wasn't a chirping bird.
Yeah, maybe you weren't a talker, you want your captains to be a little bit more vocal.
So
I had no problem.
I was not a chirper, and I voted. People that I voted for was the ones that were appointed.
And I think that's what the deal is with Quincy. I think, you could do that, but if you want a vocal guy, I'm sure that Bradley Shaw is the vocal leader on that team. So. That's a good point. Michael Vick was a lefty. Didn't know that. Let's see here. Went to the LSU game last year. We're getting our butt spanked, and the game day experience was boring. Hope Silverfield can at least make a butt spanking fun to be a part of.
Oh yeah, what do you want in that though? What do you want in a game day? Because I don't know how much hype I'm getting into it. I obviously during a break of any kind. You're looking at the monitors. Is it the kiss cam? Is it the this?
I think you want a little balance of all that, Roger. Yeah. And you also want. I tell you, does a really good job, Bruce. Is Mississippi State? They do a good job of integrating
music that's played, that's recorded, and the band. Okay. And it's all fun, Roger. Okay. It's where you're stepping your foot.
We're not giving away prizes and things
like that. Michael Marion may have made a little statement over there quite a bit in the Mississippi State and all that. But, boy, they got it going on for a losing football program.
I think, Roger, the other thing is that we do a lot of, ladies and gentlemen, please turn your attention to the 25-yard line. And you've got to thank your sponsors.
You stop everything.
But that's right. You got to be careful how many of those you do.
Momentum.
That's right. If you do them, you do them early, you do them quick. And then you, again, boom, you're right quick on music after that or whatever.
You're absolutely right, because in the stands, you got to keep the fans motivated. They've got to stay up on top, and that's who you're taking the attention away from with that.
Someone says here, if we don't hang 35 on North Alabama, it's not going to be a pretty year at all. I expect us to easily hang 35 on them. I would be shocked. Yeah, the line, the Oakland Sports powered by FanDuel or vice versa, they have the Razorbacks as 40-point favorite.
Okay.
Do you, Roger, at this point, are you expecting them to cover that? Never easy.
I always expect them to cover their very first game.
Okay.
You know, because but again, I am a novice when it comes to those things. I'm not a gambler as much as I am more of a prop guy.
You're a lover.
I'm a lover. Yeah. And I'll do prop bets more than I am as far as digging into that racing form and looking at all those things. I'm picking the gray horse, that type of thing. But looking at that, Razorback should have always beat their very first game by 35, 40, whatever it was.
Last year, Bruce, I made the point yesterday. If you remember, it's Alabama A&M. They came out and marched right down the field on us in seven plays. They go like 65, 70 yards and score a touchdown. I'm thinking, I turned to Sully. I thought, that's about as bad as you can start a season as I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, I think I tweeted out something like, that's not the way you want to start the season.
Right.
You quit being negative. It's the first drive of the season. Well, it turned out to be a sign of things to come on that defense. Right. And so what do we need to do, Bruce? Do we need to come out and win this thing by 30 or 40 points and be dominant physically, no mistakes, no fumbles, those things?
Right. Well, first of all, this gentleman is going to do what Frank Broyles would have done. And they're going to run some plays in this first ball game they don't plan to run ever again.
Okay.
This is getting ready for Utah. Utah practice against those plays.
I like it.
So, and I think that he understands the last thing he needs is injuries by leaving the top players in.
And we did that last year a lot.
Yeah.
Because we were in games where we needed them. But
you got to own this ball game for everything. You can't let this be a close football game. You got to get it over. Get the ball game over by halftime.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that.
Get it over by halftime.
Of course, if you like the Bryant Hornets, you know, you're up 42 to 14. You got to finish it. You got to finish that. Roger, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll make sure and play your new song brought to you by Ortho Arkansas. It's climbing the charts like a bullet, is Justin Moore. So we'll visit with Justin a little bit later, too. Roger, you've got all across the state, like yesterday, South was playing. So I love, like, on Monday nights, you got the little kids out there playing, and it's 1,000 degrees, and they're still out there playing. You're like, good Lord.
I think James starts his season next Tuesday.
Football?
I'm sorry. You know, it's still fall ball, baseball.
Yeah, but that's just so weird to hear. Yeah,
you know, you're right.
But hey, listen, if that's what the kids want to do.
I don't know if, you know, I don't know where the little league is for them to play football. I don't know. I'm out of that loop. I just go where their parents tell me they're playing.
All right. Do not go away if you want to be a part of the show. 661-1037 on the D3 Auto Sales text line. It's 645. With Morning Mayhem for my friends at Baptist Health. We spend a lot of time on the bus talking about heart. Who's got it? Who's playing with it? But let's talk about your heart. In Arkansas, we face some of the highest cardiac risks in the country. That's why I trust the Baptist Health Heart Institute. From the specialists at Arkansas Cardiology to the state's most comprehensive transplant program, they're heavy hitters in heart care. But you don't have to wait for a crisis to see them. By doing the small stuff, putting in the work, with good nutrition and annual checkups with your
your primary care physician, you build the fundamentals and can head off big problems later. Baptist Health doesn't just treat symptoms. They care for the whole person, body, mind, and soul. Whether it's a personalized nutrition plan to get your weight back on track or just a routine check-in with a Baptist Health doctor who truly listens, they're the teammate you need. Living well is a choice you make every day. Make Baptist Health part of that choice. Go to Baptist-Health.com to find a doctor or a clinic near you. Take it from me, your future self will thank you. Baptist Health, for you, for life.
Where there's Razorback football, there's the first fifth quarter postgame show. Join Randy Rainwater, Marcus Elliott, and Trey Schapp on location Saturday at Walk-Ons in Fayetteville. Listen in as they interview players and coaches and discuss each week's outcome. Get inside the huddle and the locker room with 103.7 The Buzz, bringing you all the information you want to know. It's the fifth quarter postgame show from Walk-Ons in Fayetteville, only on 103.7 The Buzz.
Hello, folks. It's Frank Fletcher from the Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep store right here in Sherwood. You know, everybody's talking about what can I afford. So we are working very hard to get those payments lower than ever. Folks, our factory has given us the largest incentives ever. We're selling Dodge Ram trucks for discounts we have never offered before. Come in and let us lower your payment on your new vehicle. Did you know that the new Dodge Ram truck has a 100,000-mile or 10-year warranty? That's a great warranty. Folks, also, I want to offer a free warranty on all used car retail sales. Remember, others don't show you the price on the windshield. Everyone gets my best price with no hassle. As we say on TV or radio, our best prices are posted online and on the windshield. Come see us at Fletcher Dodge here in Sherwood on Warden Road. We welcome your business. Thank you.
Honda of Russellville, proud to celebrate 47 years of serving Arkansas families. Come celebrate with big savings store-wide through September 26th. Register to win a 2026 Honda HR Forest Edition 4-Trax 4-Man 4x4 with the dependable 518cc engine and long travel suspension ready for work or the weekend. See why folks from all over Arkansas choose Honda of Russellville. Great prices and hometown service for 47 years.
Honda recommends the 4-Man for riders 16 years and older. Always wear a helmet and take an ATV rider course.
This is the Pigskin Preacher, bringing you the word. If you read the book or watched the movie, Killers of the Flower Moon, you are familiar with the incredible story of Osage County, Oklahoma. In order to steal the money derived from the mineral rights of the people, scheming criminals murdered dozens, if not hundreds, of Osage Indians. The case essentially launched the FBI. The saga reminds us that the love of money is truly the root of all kinds of evil, and that the evil that men do often lives after them. If you want to do some good that will brighten someone's day, stop by Doubleby's and get them a gift card. They will love this incredibly practical and thoughtful gesture. That's golden rule stuff, folks. Doubleby's. It's where you gas it, grab it and go. That's Doubleby's.
It's Chuck the Promo Guy. Join me every Tuesday with Morning Mayhem for Check In with Chuck, brought to you by McLarty Mazda Volkswagen in North Little Rock. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? McLarty Mazda Volkswagen has over 900 to choose from. Cars, trucks, SUVs, all at great prices. Shop online today at McLartyMazda.com or McLartyVolkswagen.com.
Hey everybody, this is NFL Hall of Famer Dan Hampton, and I love hanging out with Paz and the boys on The Buzz. Tune in every morning so you can get the news just like I do.
It was designed to be there. Those 10 acres were put there, and the great thing about, I will
did
say
this.
Did
you just give the answer away, Bruce?
No. No, no, he didn't.
Okay.
It never goes away.
Sorry.
Never goes away.
Well, here's the deal. It wasn't the mistake. It's the cover-up.
Yeah.
And Baz did the cover-up. No? Yeah. It's always the cover-up.
He did it. Did he,
that's
he,
the crime.
Justin goes, okay.
Yeah, he goes, okay. Right. He let that go. You can hear it in his voice when he said, let's hear it one more time.
Be there, those 10 acres were put there, and the great thing about, I will
did
say this.
Did you just give the answer away, Bruce?
No. No, no, he didn't.
Okay.
I thought he might have too.
What it was.
Yeah, it's very good. All right, for those who missed it yesterday, we tried to play about every half hour, but we're going to get it in now, thanks to Ortho Arkansas. This is Rogers' newest song for the 2026 football season, tribute to Dolly Parton.
Let me find
it. And it's based on Jolene. I showed a picture yesterday of
Dolly in her Dallas Cowboy outfit. Hope I didn't offend anybody. I thought it would be fun just to remind us that she knocked it out at 75 wearing that outfit, which is really impressive. So,
yeah. Where did it go?
And also, don't forget John Daly today. But we're going to switch it to where Bruce. We're going to have Darren McFadden on with
I'm
you each week.
I'm looking forward to working with him.
Yeah, he's a great guy, and we're really fortunate to get him. And do want to thank Greg Hatcher of the Hatcher Agency for being his sponsor again. And
thank you, Greg.
Yeah, thanks, Greg.
Greg ahead, Hatcher Agency. The Hatcher Scoops.
Scoops. All the things. Hatcher Capital Investments.
Spouse of Mrs. Lee Hatcher.
Yes.
Her too. Wrong one. That's the wrong one. Where did it go? Here it is. Sing it if you know it.
Woo pig, woo pig, woo pig, woo pig. Shout it out, it's football time, Hog fan. Woo pig, woo pig, woo pig, woo pig. Please don't break my heart, you know you can. Your schedule, something else to bear. Texas, LSU's on there. The Utah Utes game will be oh so big. Georgia's gonna do their thing. Will we hear all the boo birds sing? I hope it doesn't come to that whooping. Tennessee, Tulsa, A&M. Can we get any one of them? Maybe slap Missouri around UD. Silverfield cannot get no sleep. There's nothing he can do to keep from crying when they call it out. Woo pig. Woo pig. Woo pig. Woo pig. Woo pig. Shout it out, it's football time, Hawk fans.
Bring it home.
Woo pig.
Woo pig.
Woo pig.
Woo pig.
Woo pig. Woo pig. Please don't break my heart, you know you can. Good job there, Roger Scott.
Thanks,
what do you think there, Bruce? Obviously, yes. Yeah. It's listen, that's why he makes the big bucks. Tribute to Dolly. Did you hear, Bruce and Rog, what... And I do want to thank Todd Pierce for coming in again today. Another
thanks,
day. All this week.
All week.
Filling in for Christian Weaver. Thanks, TP. That was what we call him, Toddy P.
That's what we
did. Did you hear what Tennessee is doing in honor of Dolly?
I did not.
The University of Tennessee football team.
I have not.
They've got a emblem on the back of their helmet. Of Dolly,
nice.
A little butterfly with Dolly. Now,
right?
I don't think Dolly did anything with the football team, to my knowledge. Now, she did in Bethel House in Texas. That was Texas A&M, right? Texas A&M. But anyway, because she was so impactful for Tennessee, she grew up, I think, 30 minutes from Knoxville. I can't remember the town that Dolly grew up in.
Sevierville.
Is that it? Is that it? Anyway,
I know Sevier. I don't know if it's Sevier County. I know we got a Sevier. Every time I hear that, so it may be county. I don't know.
In the state of Tennessee.
Pigeon Forge, that's it.
Pigeon Forge was her hometown.
Dolly is to Tennessee what Johnny Cash is to Arkansas. I mean, I think it's a legendary icon, and I think it's just their way of going.
Would you claim Elvis is Mississippi?
I can show you. I was going to tell David. I got all kinds of pictures showing up and blow. He actually lived on the Gulf Coast in Mississippi. Elvis when he was growing up, and then when he started, and he came back, and his first big performances was in the casino type situations they had in Biloxi back in the '40s and fifties.
No idea.
So I see pictures of him all the time.
There's
a picture of him and Jane Mansfield there.
Okay. All right.
That's pretty neat that
they're doing that.
That was the point.
Just going to be them or every college there?
I don't know. Obviously Tennessee is the big.
Donated a lot of money to Vanderbilt. So in Nashville, I'm sure she had a lot of love for Vanderbilt because of their med school and things of that nature.
Sure. Yeah. Of course, they're talking about naming the airport after her. I don't know whose name is on it now, but I tell you, Roger, Jessica thinks I underplayed how big Dolly was or is. And I told her, I said, well, I didn't, you know, maybe everybody just took it for granted. I said, I hadn't had many conversations with Jessica about Dolly, although she goes, I have something, you know, on my wall that says from Dolly Parton. You just don't notice it.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah. And so maybe when you appreciate people more when they're gone.
You do.
And don't, you know,
And you go, dadgum, I can't believe I didn't go do that. You know, just like, you know, I'll never be able to see all of the Eagles together again.
That's right.
When, you know, when something like that happens. But Dolly was huge, and we all appreciate her, and we all love her. But maybe she it's just because she's always been here.
Real quick, Todd, did we get the clip about Jerry Springer and Emmett? Todd, by chance, did you get that one?
What's that? I'm sorry?
Did you get the clip with Emmett Smith talking about Jerry Springer and the Dancing with the Stars?
Yes, I did.
One is it, Bub?
So it's
the one that should say on Dancing with the Stars.
Okay, got it. You ready?
Listen to this was from Emmett Smith yesterday. Pretty funny
stuff. You see, I may have come in the ballroom with celebrity status, but I was an amateur in this space. And so being an amateur in this space means that you need to humble yourself so you can learn these things. Now, the process is what the process is. When I got beat by Jerry Springer in week 3 after doing the tango, all bets was off. Because I was so mad about losing to Jerry Springer. I scored a 19, he scored a 21. Ain't no way in the world Jerry Springer could beat me dancing. There was no way. So I took the football mentality back into the ballroom. I went back, we flew back. I told Cheryl, I said, listen, all bets off. We're not working 4 hours a day no more. We're going 8 hours a day. And we're going to break these routines up in the way that I know how to learn them. You did a great job for a month, for almost 6 weeks, 7 weeks, because we practiced a whole month before the first show. So week 3 was my tango. So that's 7 weeks of practicing. I said, enough. Here's the football mentality. We're going to break this thing down into, like, inside run, individual period, blitz period, 7-on-7 period, team period, bringing all that stuff together, and that's what we did.
That's so good. That and you know good. What? Guess what? He won that sucker.
I know.
He came back. He said after Jerry Springer beat him. You know, Jerry Rice, that was only the third season of it, so it was still monster numbers, 25 million people watching. Jerry Rice had gotten second the year before. And Evander Holyfield had danced in the first one. And so he just got a winning attitude.
Oh, he is.
Bruce, you know, it's...
Have to coach him.
I told him that when we played Florida in 82, it was before, it was 4 or 5 years before he was at Florida. They had 6 number one draft choices on that team we beat in 82. So he was one of the greats of all time. I mean, he is one of the top 100 players in the history of the game of football.
Right.
You can say anything you want to, but the numbers back it up. All right, more Bruce James when we continue. We'll have John Daly. Justin Moore will be jumping on with us. Going to have a fun show. It's September, everybody. Don't go away.
Talk.
Why do you have to talk like that?
And a lot more attitude.
You have a problem? Turn off your station.
103.7 The Buzz. KABZ Little Rock.
If you haven't heard, Simmons Bank was recognized recently by Newsweek as one of America's best regional banks and credit unions, and by Forbes as one of